welcome back to another episode of Major Mystery. Today's episode's all gonna be about the Zodiac. Now, who was the Zodiac? This guy is completely an enigma. We never took the time to figure out who he is. It's not that we didn't take the time, it's that this guy changed so many rules to law enforcement. This guy changed the meaning of the word serial killer. But to understand who the Zodiac is, we'll start at the beginning. This is the Zodiac speaking, was chosen salutation to this guy who terrorized San Francisco Bay Area in the late 1960s. San Francisco has a lot of trouble with serial killers. You have the original Night Stalker, now the Golden State Killer. You have Richard Ramirez. You have the Zodiac. You have so many of these men running around. It makes you wonder, what is so special about San Francisco that they put this in the water? I digress. People during this time avoided secluded places due to this being his stomping grounds. And when he threatened to pick the little kitties off as they came bouncing off, he simply vanishes into a cloud of smoke after this. The first victims officially credited to the Zodiac were Betty Lou Jensen and David Faraday. On December 20th, 1968, around 10 p.m., a teenage couple parked their car off in a desolate road in Vallejo on a road called Lover's Lane. And you know what you do when you're in a parked car. You get to know who else is in the car. You get to play baseball, if you will. And Vallejo is a waterfront town northwest of San Francisco. This stranger approaches his car and fires two bullets at the vehicle, one into Faraday's skull and into Jensen's back. Outside of several 22 caliber shell casings, a few shoot prints, and a deep heel print, the crime scene yields nothing to him being the Zodiac. It reveals nothing as to who the Zodiac is. Nothing. Nada. 7 months later, the 4th of July comes around. Darlene Farron and her friend Michael B. Magoo were riding in her 63 Kavar. Wow, what a car. That's an incredible car. I digress. Around midnight, when they were chased by a light-colored car into the parking lot of the Blue Rock Springs Golf Course. The pursuer pumped shot after shot into the car, hitting Farron 9 times and Magoo thrice. 3 times. He would recover, however, she was dead on arrival. That night, the killer made his first public confession in a phone call to the Vallejo Police Department switchboard operator. "I want to report a double murder," he said. "They were shot with a 9mm Luger. I also killed those kids last year." This is the first of the several phone calls that the Vallejo Police Department would receive, and because it's 1968, there's no 20 seconds to keep him on the line. There's no tracing ability whatsoever. There's no tracking ability to is Zodiac, which I think is personally hilarious. Ted Cruz doesn't even fit the profile of a serial killer. And Ted Cruz is born in 1971. The Zodiac was running around during the 60s, so in case Ted Cruz has the ability to somehow time travel, I don't think it's him. This meme started with at Red Pill America tweeting, "Ted Cruz is speaking. His speech is titled, 'This is the Zodiac speaking.' The hashtag at Zodiac Cruz was born," which I think is hilarious. A poll conducted in 2016 found that 38% of voters in Florida believed that Ted Cruz might be the Zodiac killer, with 10% saying that he's definitely the Zodiac killer. I just think that's personally hilarious that a lot of Floridians are personally believing that Ted Cruz might be this budding sociopath of the Zodiac. But with the newest solved cipher in the works and still consistently in the news, I still think that the Zodiac is still out there laughing at us and is probably pretty pissed that we never figured out who he is. But I will say this. If the rest of the ciphers do get solved, what happens when we find out who the Zodiac is? What happens when these murders get put to rest? What happens when the Zodiac is unmasked? This has been Major Mystery, signing off.